about now? Wow, there we are. Praise God. The Lord is so good this morning. Won't you stand? And we're going to hold up our Bibles this morning, and then we're going to get into the Word. We're going to make a confession today, and then we're going to just get in God's Word and let it speak to our hearts this morning. Come on, hold your Bible up with Pastor this morning and say it with me. Come on, this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have, and I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess, my mind is clear, my heart is open to receive God's word, and I will never be the same, never, never the same, in Jesus' name, amen. Won't you turn around to somebody, give them a high five, and say, thank God I am free in Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Wow. Aren't you glad for the Holy Spirit? Anybody glad for the Holy Spirit? Man, you know, the Holy Spirit transforms our life if we let Him. We have a part to do with that, right? Amen. But He can do amazing things in our life. The Holy Spirit is really our best friend. The voice of the Holy Spirit, amen? However, for this to happen, we've got to be willing to cooperate with Him. Amen? And we've got to be willing to change. You know, some people simply don't want to change. They're so happy the way they are. Amen? Some people don't want to change. I don't know about you, but I thank God for the change that the Holy Spirit and the Word of God has made in my life. Man, thank God for that. Amen? But to be truly transformed, first of all, you've got to know who you are. And that's what the Holy Spirit teaches us. By the Word of God, the Holy Spirit teaches our identity, who we are in Jesus Christ, amen, based upon not how we feel, not our past, not what we've done, but based on what Jesus has done for us, amen, through our faith in Jesus Christ. Change for the better only comes when we begin to see ourselves as God sees us through the Word of God. When we see ourselves as God sees us, change begins to take place in our life. One of the things that we taught and shared with the ladies back there is about change, because they really needed to experience change in their life. Sometimes you've got to change friends in order to experience change. Some people, you just need to let go. You just need to say, you know, I if they're causing a lot of drama in your life, or they're causing you to feel bad or do wrong things, you need to say no to those friends. You need to find you some good friends. Don't be hanging out with the turkeys. Come on. Hang out with somebody that's going to bless you, that's going to identify with you, that's going to help you, but don't hang out with people that are going to cause you to do wrong things, or to affect your life in a wrong way, amen? Wow, so the only way to experience real change is to see ourselves according to how God sees us. I want you to turn to Psalm 112. Psalm 112 is a powerful, powerful psalm, and it is called the Psalm of the Righteous. The Psalm of the Righteous. And that is who we are in Christ Jesus today. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So Psalm 112, and let's just start. We're going to go through this psalm, and we're going to share some other word with you this morning. But I want you to understand, when you have a picture and understanding of what God has done for you and who you are in Christ, and that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, then things begin to happen and change in your life. And the psalm said here, he started by simply saying, praise the Lord. And if you really look at this, he is saying, hallelujah. That's what he's saying. Hallelujah. Amen. Because he's seeing the benefits of being righteous in Christ Jesus. So he just starts out by saying, hallelujah. Man, when you know in your knower who you are in the Lord, you cannot help but say, hallelujah. Blessed is the man who fears. The word fear there is really who reverence or honors or aha the Lord. It's not like, oh, I am so afraid that God's out to get me. No, I'm afraid, you know, I'm not afraid that God's out to get me. I know God's not out to get me, but God's out to bless me. And because he's out to bless me, I so honor him. So it's a reverence of the Lord. Blessed is he who reverences the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. Now, the Old Testament and the law is so different than the New Testament. Jesus said his commandments are not hard. His commandments are not difficult. His commandments are not hard to just understand. Why? Because he fulfilled them, all of them, and therefore, since he fulfilled them, what do? We walk in Jesus Christ. And because we walk in Jesus Christ, we know now that they're fulfilled through us. By him. Amen? Hallelujah. He said, man, come unto me, all ye labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God is not a difficult God. God is a God of rest in our lives. Let's go on down to the next verse. We're going to walk through this a little bit. His descendants, this is the righteous. Turn to somebody and say, this is talking about you this morning. Listen to this. His descendants will be mighty on earth. Isn't that an awesome promise? Your children, your grandchildren, will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. That's the promise we have in Jesus Christ this morning. Our kids, our grandkids, our great-grandkids, our great-great-great-grandkids are going to be blessed. Man. Hallelujah. I found out something really interesting. I didn't know this. All my life, I was told I was Scottish because of McIntosh. But I found out I found out while I was there in my home. I talked to a cousin of mine whose name is McIntosh. He said, oh, we're not Scottish, we're Irish. No wonder I like Notre Dame. Go Irish. So, amen. And it was just an interesting thing. It's interesting to find, you know, about your history, about your life. And man, I had some terrible people in my family. I am so glad I'm delivered out of that family and this family. Aren't you? Come on, don't look at me like that. Some of you have some terrible ones too, amen? I mean, man, when you start finding out your family history, some things I don't want to find out, right? Man, but I am so grateful that in Christ, I have this promise. The generation of the upright will be blessed. You know what that means? Simply favored. That our children, our grandchildren are favored because of who we are in Jesus Christ. Next verse, look at this. I love this. We're going to go on down through this a little bit more. Look at this. Wealth and riches will be in his house. Wealth and riches and his righteousness endures forever. Wealth and riches are going to be in our house. Turn to somebody, say amen to that. See, I received that. Praise God. He's not talking about a spiritual thing here. He's talking about physical wealth and riches. Those that are blessed in Christ Jesus can expect to prosper in all areas of life. Next verse, amen. Unto the upright, there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteousness. Next verse, amen. God, you're so good. A good man deals graciously and lends. He will guide his affairs with discretion. That's the wisdom of God operating in our life. It says because we're blessed, we can give to others. Amen. Because we know we're blessed, it is going out of us to others. It just is so wonderful to know who we are in Christ. Let's go on down a little further this morning. Surely he will never be shaken. Surely he will never be shaken. The righteous will be in everlasting remembrance. We don't have to be shaken because of what's going on in the world. Because we know who we are in Jesus, what we have in Jesus, therefore we are righteous and we never have to be shaken. There's shaking going on, but you don't have to be shaken this morning. Next verse, look at this. Amen. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. We will not have to be afraid. Next verse, amen. His heart is established. He will not be afraid until he sees his desires upon his enemies. Man, look at all the benefits and promises we have knowing that we are the righteousness of God in Christ. Next verse, hallelujah. He has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness endures How long? Forever. His horn will be exalted with what? With honor. God said, man, we are able to give to the poor. We're able to share out. We're able to give out of everything we have. Amen. And our righteousness endures forever. Let's go to the last verse here. Amen. Verse 10. The wicked will see it and be grieved. He will gnash his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish, but not you, being the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. To experience this in our lives, to know change, we must see ourselves correctly. You've got to see yourself not from your past, not even from yesterday, but from your present in Jesus Christ today. Amen? When we realize this, when we know who we are and everything God has promised to us, our faith just arises within our hearts and we're able to grasp and receive everything God has for us. Our perception of ourselves is determined by what we believe. Our perception of ourselves is determined by what we believe. If your believing is wrong about yourself, then your living is going to be wrong. Because if your believing is wrong, your thinking is going to be wrong, and your actions are going to be wrong. If you believe, if you still think, well, I'm just an old sinner saved by grace, then you're going to act like an old sinner. But if you know that you're totally forgiven, yesterday, today, and forever, you're going to start acting right because you're believing right, you start thinking right, and then you start acting right. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen and amen. So we must raise our expectations. Jesus declared that faith makes this possible. Amen. Jesus said unto them, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. So when we start believing right, we start thinking right. When we start thinking right, we start acting right. That's a good word, Pastor. I'm so glad. Look at Proverbs 23:7. You know this word? For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with me. The way we think determines our actions. What you believe determines how you think, and how you think determines your actions. Are you hearing me this morning? Amen. So you've got to paint a new picture of yourself using the Word of God. You've got to start seeing yourself not from your past, not from your yesterday, not from your mistakes. You've got to start seeing yourself as God sees you. And God sees you loved. God sees you forgiven. God sees you delivered. God sees you healed. Amen? So we've got to start seeing ourselves like that. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Brand new. You are brand new in your spirit, man. You are a new creation. Old things have passed away. Turn to somebody and say, old things have passed away. Old things have passed away. You don't have to be on a habit any longer. These ladies were getting free. You know why they were getting free? Because they started believing. They started thinking right. They started believing right. They started thinking right. And their life was changing. So when you start believing right with what God has said about you, then all of a sudden you start thinking right. And when you start thinking right, your life begins to change. You are a brand new creation in you. In you, you are brand new. Wow. 1 Peter 2:24. Look at this. 1 Peter 2:24. Wow, I love this. 1 Peter 2:24. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2:24. Who himself bore our sins. Everybody say, he bore our sins. He bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins might live for righteousness. That we might live for righteousness. We're no longer living for sin. We're living for righteousness. Amen? Sin no longer has a hold on us because we're under grace and not under the law. Wow, we have absolutely died in Christ Jesus. Our old man has died, and we have a brand new man in here. Amen? Then he says, because of this, by his stripes, we are healed physically, spiritually, and mentally. Amen? And then look at Romans 8. Let's go back to Romans 8:35. Romans 8:35, we're going to look down here just a second. I want you to see this. Romans 8:35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Look at the next verse. Next verse. Amen. Verse 36. As is written, for your name's sake, we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Wow. He said, you know, even this persecution going on, this is what he's talking about. Persecution happening in our life. He said, all these things happening in our life. But look at the next verse. I love this. Amen. Yet in all these things, we are what? More than conquerors. How? Through him that what? Loved us. Now, if you still don't know how much God loves you, you can't be a conqueror. But when you know how much God loves you, you are in the place of freedom, amen, and not in the place of regret. Look at the next verse, amen. For I am persuaded, Paul said, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor drugs, nor alcohol, nor habits that are bad, nor things present, nor things to what? Come. Shall what? Shall do what? Next verse. Look at the next verse. Amen. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is where? In Christ Jesus. Amen. Wow, when we understand this, man, it just takes away those things, and those habits are broken, and we find our freedom in Jesus Christ. When we know how much we are loved, and we start believing how much we love, and how much we are made righteous in our spirit, man, then all of a sudden our life begins to change. Amen? Our habits are broken. Things are passed away, and all things are becoming new. Amen? Wow. Man, renewing our mind allows us to view and understand ourselves as God views us. Renewing our mind allows us to understand how God understands us. Renewing our mind, let me say it again. Renewing our mind allows us to view and understand how God views us. What do you have to do to renew your mind, Pastor? It's so simple. Look at Romans 12:1-2. We're going to put this up. You guys know this, but I want to look at it again this morning. Amen. Thank you, Lord. This is so good. He said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, living sacrifice, something that is alive and dead. How can that be? We're alive to Jesus, we're dead to the things of the world. It's so simple, amen? A living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, right? And be not conformed to the world. To the addictions, to the habits, to the thoughts of the world, to what somebody is telling you that doesn't line up with the word. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you might, what do we renew our mind to? We renew our mind to what God's word says about us. Not what people says about us. Not what a friend may say about us. Not what someone else has put on us. But we renew our mind to what God says about us. That we are righteous in Jesus Christ. Amen. What God says about us, and prove that acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. So on a physical level, we must view ourselves the way God views us, holy and acceptable to him. How do you prove the will of God? You prove the will of God when you line your thinking up with his thinking. When your thinking lines up with his thinking, then you're proving God's will in your life. Amen? Because God's will is God's word. Man, I love this. Let's look at the Amplified out of this morning. Just take a moment and look at this. Amen? The Amplified, and do not be conformed to this world any longer, which its superficial values and customs, but be transformed and progressively changed as you mature spiritually by the renewing of your mind, focusing on godly values, focusing on what God says about you, not what a friend says about you or what the world would say about you, but what God says about you. Focus on what God says about you, godly values and ethical attitudes, so that you may prove for yourself what is the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect in his plan and purpose for you. Turn to somebody this morning and say, renewing the mind leads to changing the heart. When you start renewing your mind to what God says about you, you cannot help but experience change in your life. To renew your mind is to change your thoughts. Man, your thought life can mess you up. If you're thinking the wrong thing, if you're thinking, I got to do this or I got to do that, or, you know, man, just start thinking God thoughts about you. God thoughts about you is what changes your life. Amen? When you renew your mind, it's to exchange your thoughts, ideas, and ways of thinking for God thoughts, ideas, and ways of thinking. Renewing your mind is is not a one-time thing. A lot of people say, well, okay, I've received Christ now and everything's good. You are. You are completely saved. You are completely whole. You are completely perfect in your spirit. But things may still be going on in your life. How do you change to be more like Jesus? By renewing your mind to what the Word says about you. Amen. So renewing the mind is not a one-time thing. Renewing the mind is a lifetime thing. Woo! Turn to somebody and say, did you get that? It's a lifetime thing, man. Because when we wake up in the morning, we're still faced with challenges at times. What do I have to do? I have to go back to the Word of God and let that Word of God speak to me so I start thinking like God thinks about it. I don't know about you, but I want God thoughts, not the world thoughts. I want what God says about me, not what the world would say about me. Man, as humans, the most important thing you could ever do is to receive Christ. And then the second most important thing is to start renewing your mind to what God says about you and how He sees you. So we need, listen to me. People need to stop seeing themselves as being fat. Turn to somebody and say amen to that. People need to start seeing themselves as, if you want to change your physical body, start seeing yourself as God sees you. Amen? Man, it's like the enemy puts so much condemnation on you and you stay in those habits. God wants you out of those habits and into His Word. God has given you the temple of the Holy Spirit. Don't start seeing yourself as fat. Start seeing yourself as physically fit. Amen. You know, a lot of people say, well, you know, I'm just dumb. I'll never make it. Don't start seeing yourself as dumb. Start seeing yourself as having the mind of Christ. Listen, guys, I quit school 3 times in my senior year. In my senior year, you know why? Because I saw myself as dumb. I saw myself, I'll never do this. I can't do this. And David didn't see me that way, my cousin. He saw potential in me and potential in my life, and he kept dragging me back to school and helping me out. Because he saw me as Christ saw me, but I saw myself as I was growing up, where I so struggled in school. I hated school. And I saw myself as dumb. I saw myself as just driving a tractor on a farm, and that was it. But when I started renewing my mind to how God saw me, I said, you know what? I think I can go to college. And I went to college. In fact, I've been to 6 colleges. Amen. Man, that's crazy, man. And last year, I finished up my master's degree. Amen. Why is that? Because I started seeing myself as God saw me and not as the world or myself saw me. Because people would say, man, you're never going to make it. I said, no. I'm going to start seeing myself as God saw me. Stop seeing yourself as poor. See yourself blessed of the Lord. See yourself favored of the Lord. See yourself increasing on the job. See income coming into your life. See yourself, God opening doors for you of favor. Amen? Man, stop seeing yourself as the world sees you and start seeing yourself as God sees you. Amen? And stop. Get out of the trap of guilt and shame. There is no condemnation in Jesus Christ. Guilt and shame will put you in prison. Get out of that prison. Amen? Wow. Look at Philippians 4:8. Paul gave us this word, and I believe he gave it for a real reason in our lives. And some of us really need to hear this morning and get this, because, you know, our thought life, when our thought life is going the wrong direction, we start going the wrong direction. It's like I told the girls down there, everything starts with a thought. And if your thought isn't lined up with God's word, then you start going in the wrong direction. Amen? But you start lining your thought up with God's word that God loves you. Listen, it doesn't matter how bad you've been. God loves you. He wants to tell you how good you can be in Jesus Christ. Listen to what Paul said to the Philippians, and Paul is in prison. Paul's writing this from prison. He said, finally, brother, whatever things are true, whatever things are true. Well, what is true? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. His word is true. Whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of a CNN report. Come on, man. I know this has been a political, unbelievable war. It's been an unbelievable year with the virus, with the politics, with all, and we can get so caught up into things that it affects us. It affects our soul rim, right? Our thoughts and our emotions. Listen, start thinking on the good things of God. You need to leave some of this stuff and turn it off, man. Sometimes Facebook don't even get on there and read what they got to say. If it's not a good word, ignore it. Amen? He said, if there's any virtue, if there's anything that's praiseworthy, what are we to do? Meditate on those things. Not on what the world is saying, not on what the world outlook is, but what the Word of God is saying to us. That I'm favored, that I'm deeply loved. Wow, man, that I'm walking in righteousness, that I've got power, I'm prospering in Jesus Christ. Amen. We start thinking about what God says. I am the healed of the Lord. I'm not going to receive this sickness. No. I am the healed of the Lord. Amen. And he says, meditate. Meditate. That word meditate is like a cow when it's chewing a cud, you know. It'll just chew and chew and it'll swallow it and bring it back up and chew and chew and chew. Swallow it, bring it back up. Meditate on it. Meditate on it. Get into it. Amen. Perception has everything to do with our minds and our way of thinking. Dealing with the wrong thinking means dealing with feelings of inferiority. Get out of that feeling. Amen? So we've got to examine how we spend our time thinking and what we're thinking about. Inferiority is defined as a persistent sense of inadequacy and powerlessness. It is a feeling of being insignificant and unimportant. That is the enemy talking to you. You are important to God. Amen? You are blessed of the Lord. You are favored of God this morning. Hallelujah. So when we start allowing our thought life to get on the wrong thinking, we've got to change it back and get on the word thinking. Because it's something we face every day. Amen. There's opportunities to think negative every day. There's opportunities to think negative about our past, opportunities to think negative about our future. But what we want to do is think about how good God is, how faithful God is, how wonderful God is, how much God loves us. Amen. And every time a thought comes in, get in the Word and replace that thought with His thought. Come on, Faith, give me an amen back there. Amen. Get in the Word and replace that thought with His thought. Amen. Don't allow your old carnal thinking. And man, some of us have to really deal with this because, some of us were raised in such a poverty, poor mentality. I was telling you that there in Arkansas is the most impoverished county. That's where I was born at. My family left there because there was absolutely no work, moved to Michigan when I was 6 months old, and we moved to Michigan as a migrant family to pick fruit on a farm. Hopefully we could find some fruit to pick. And my parents moved there, and I remember as a young boy, I mean still when I was 5, 6 years old, out in the strawberry and the cherry fields picking fruit for a living. That's what we did. I grew up in the projects. Today it's called the hood. That's where I grew up. It was a very rough place. It was a very rough place growing up in that area. I had some great friends. I made some great friends as a kid. But I saw myself always living in that lifestyle. until one day Jesus came into my life. And when Jesus came into my life and I started thinking different and realizing different, God raised me up, amen. Listen, God is no respecter of persons. He's good, good God, amen. Gave me a great family, gave me a beautiful wife, gave me three lovely girls, four grandkids, you sweet people, how good God is, amen. I'm telling you, God's a good, good God this morning, and he wants our thinking to be his thinking. He wants our thoughts to be his thoughts. He wants us to realize we have the mind of Christ today, and we don't have to put up with the negativity of this world. Amen. Why don't you stand this morning? Amen. Come on, let's give God some praise today. Amen. Come on, let's do it. Let's give him some real praise. Amen. Wow. I want to ask you this morning, has anybody ever been challenged with thoughts, bad thoughts? Anybody in here? You know, that's why over in Acts chapter 10, it says that we take control of our thought life. Listen to me. God heals mental illness. I want to say that again. God heals mental illness. God wants our minds to be so complete and so healed. Amen. Every mental illness is not a work of a demon. Mental illness sometimes runs in families. Sometimes the way you were raised just causes you to have mental challenges. I'm telling you, I know this from personal experience in our family. And some of the habits, some of the things you were taught, some of the things you were said, some of the fear that was placed into your life can just wreak havoc in your mind. But I want to tell you, God is the healer of mental problems. Amen? God doesn't want you to be mentally ill. God wants you to be mentally whole in Jesus Christ. Wow. How does he do that? He does that when we focus on his word and start getting word thoughts instead of our own thoughts. Amen? Our own thoughts will lead us in wrong directions. Our own thoughts will tell us we're never going to make it. But God's thoughts will say, hey, we're loved. We're the head, not the tail. We're above only and not beneath. Hallelujah. We're favored of the Lord. Praise God. God has deliverance for mental illness. Complete healing. So if you struggle, listen, it's not a thing to be ashamed of. Just say, God, thank you, Lord. You're my healer. In my mind, I receive everything, every good thought from you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's raise our hands this morning. Let's make some confessions today. Would you do it? Say, Jesus, thank you for your word today. Every word, Lord, I replace with any bad word from the world. I don't focus on what the world says. I focus on what you say about me. That I'm loved, that I'm righteous, that I'm favored, that I'm delivered, that I'm healed. Thank you, Lord. Every area of my life, I receive this today. I cast down any imagination that doesn't line up with you. In the name of Jesus, I throw it down right now. I break every stronghold spoken over me in the name of Christ. Amen. That habit I break right now in Jesus' name. That habit does not have a hold on me. Pornography, drugs, whatever it might be, does not have a hold on me. The only addiction I have, come on, say it with me. The only addiction I have is the addiction to Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for setting me free today. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. I declare I am free this morning, free from any bondage. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, amen and amen. Praise God. I'm going to tell you something. You may be here this morning and you say, well, Pastor, I've heard this. That's great. It's all good. But this message was for some people here this morning and for some people watching. And I want to declare to you right now, you receive this message. You get your mind focused back on God every moment of your life. When that enemy comes to you and starts speaking negative things over you, you open up your mouth with the word of God and start declaring who you are in him. Amen. You start telling him who you are. You will never change a thought with another thought. You've got to change a thought by opening your mouth and speaking the word of God of who you are in Christ. Amen. Refuse to listen to the enemy's voice any longer. Start listening to the Spirit of God who's telling you the goodness of God and the freedom that you have in Jesus Christ. Turn to somebody and say, God's got a great plan for you. No, say, God's got a great plan for you. Amen. Life-changing, amen. Let's give the Lord a good hand clap of praise. Amen. Hey, before you go, invite somebody with you next Sunday, amen. Turn to five people this morning and say, God is a good, good God, and He's delivered me, amen. Would you do that?
You